I saw this on social media last night, and hundreds of people now, bloods are boiling. The blood is boiling of anyone of us who read this post last night, and it's from a relatively new business. It opened about 6 months ago. It's called Ice Cream Desserts. Just a little small business opened up, as I said, 6 months ago here in Cairns, and they have unfortunately had to close, just 6 months to close temporarily, I should say. And that's because their shop was absolutely ransacked by vandals, absolutely devastated. They've shared a picture here just saying, unfortunately, we will be closed for longer than expected. The shop was broken into and ransacked late on Sunday night, early Monday morning. We will need some time to get the shop back up and running, but we hope to be back soon. Now, the photo they've shared is, oh my God, there is graffiti on the walls and the floor. Everything, it seems, every shelf, everything in the fridges and the cupboards has been thrown onto the floor. Benches have been turned over. It is just an absolute disaster zone. So obviously some kids have broken in there to this small business, very new small business, on Sunday night. So the owner, we understand, is too upset, as you can imagine, to talk to us. But we are lucky to grab a few minutes with her sister, the business owner's sister. Her name is Rochelle Kettles. Now, she's actually a director at CBS Insurance as well. Rochelle joins me now on the line. Look, Rochelle, I know it's sort of a bit reluctant to talk about it, but I think it's important to share the story. Rochelle, can you tell us, I guess, a little bit, first of all, just about your sister's business there?
Hi, good morning. Look, yeah, it's a small business that was open just before Christmas. Like you said, everything in the shop has been damaged and vandalised, which is very disappointing. And it's not just her business. There's a lot that this is happening to, and it's just getting out of control.
I mean, the photo I saw it where, you know, lots of people seem to be sharing it on Facebook. People just absolutely livid that this just continues to happen. Can you just describe a little bit, if you can, or what sort of damage is your sister dealing with there at the shop?
Look, there's probably nearly close to $100,000 worth of damage.
God. What?
At least. They've chopped the cords of the ice cream machines. They've spray painted them. They've damaged cupboards. All her stock is all over the floor. It is heartbreaking because some of these businesses, they don't reopen. You know, this is...
That's right.
They're trying to make ends meet and, people don't feel safe on the streets anymore. This is a hard thing.
So small business owner just trying to have a go. A business only been opened 6 months. Those of us who've owned a small business, we know the investment, the time, the blood, sweat and tears that's involved. And then when did she find out? Did she get a call from police or did she rock up on Monday morning? Can you?
Monday morning, I believe, about 2 a.m., the police contacted her. And I think they entered the premises about 1 a.m., I believe.
Was there any CCTV footage, anything like that? Any word from police about how they're going to catch these grubs?
I believe they know who they potentially are, and they have been caught for, I think, 9 other premises that they have caused damage to. I believe that it was 4 teenage girls.
Dear, it's just, it's heartbreaking, it's disgusting, it's so disheartening as well. How's your sister going? How's your sister going at the moment?
A bit of a shock. She's, I think everyone is uneasy because they know that nothing's getting done about it. This is a problem that these kids can do this and they don't get in trouble for it. They continue to do it.
Exactly.
Because they know that they can get away with it.
Oh, dear. Look, Rochelle, Queensland Parliament is sitting here in Cairns this week. All politicians are here from all sides, from the Premier on down. If you could talk to them at the moment, what would you say to them?
I would be asking them to put crime on the top of their list.
Yeah.
Insurance premiums are going through the roof. Mm. They're tripling because of the car thefts, the break and enters. People won't be able to afford to live here shortly and they'll move, which is not going to be good for our economy. Tourists aren't going to want to come here. And then what do we have?
And are you, as you said, I said there, you're a director at CBIS Insurance. So let's talk a little bit about then. What are you seeing in your business in terms of those premiums because of this increase, this crisis in crime?
Doubling, tripling. And it's hard. It is hard for businesses. It's hard for everyday mums and dads. You know, we've had several clients getting broken into and they just trash the house and all their contents destroyed because of these kids.
Oh my God. And as you said, it doesn't seem to be a priority, does it? It doesn't seem to be top of their list, top of their agenda. It's almost as if they're not taking it seriously. They fiddle around the edges, make little announcements here and there, but it's just, I don't know, it's just not front and centre.
No. I think they should come and walk our streets at 2 a.m. and see what really goes on.
Yeah, go and pay a visit to the floor of this of your sister's shop and just see the kind of damage that they're causing. It's just, I mean, yeah, these kids, obviously, there's just no fear. They run wild. They do what they want. And the damage that they cause, you said potentially $100,000 in damage in a small business shop.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. All right, well, please pass on our best wishes on behalf of our listeners to your sister. What a terrible shock, as you said, for her to go through. Must absolutely heartbreaking. I can imagine how hard she worked leading up to opening the shop and how hard she's worked in the last 6 months, and then to see this happen. I mean, just the loss of, you know, loss of business. I mean, she can't trade for God knows how long.
No.
Absolutely unbelievable. Well, you've spoken very well. I know that, yes, you're reluctant to come to the phone, but we certainly appreciate you speaking so well on this matter. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's Rochelle Kettles. She's from CBIS Insurance. She's the sister of an ice cream shop owner. Can you believe that? To the point of cutting the cords of electrical appliances, spray painting the appliances, spray painting the walls, destroying all of the stock, all of the food there that's in that shop, the damage that it's caused, the violation as well. I mean, I know it's a business, but it's still a violation, isn't it? Just extraordinary. And as you heard Rochelle say, she's in insurance. So she is seeing firsthand insurance premiums doubling or tripling because of crime.